Welcome, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I have to tell you, if you look at last month's practice focus, seriously, it really should have been one of the most powerful team training activities you've ever done. The essence of last month is really where the magic happens. It's the application of your vision, mission, message, and goals for your patients, and really how you bring them to life. To be fair, I ought to force you to go back through it all one more time and dig even deeper and to honestly challenge each other to be more authentic, more genuine, more intimate and personal and emotional with your patients. And to use every tool you have, every tool we discussed and that was described last month, to use them even better and more consistently. Now, I'm not going to review it at all with you. You can certainly go back and do it again if you need to. I will just say we must move beyond simply going through the motions of the patient experience and think very deliberately about how you are orchestrating the outcomes that you know are in your patient's best interest by the way you engage them. What words do you use? What materials you show? How do you gain the patient's trust and belief? How is the diagnosis done in an interactive and experiential and collaborative way? How the cases are built and how you have the patient help with it? And of course, we have how you present the pathway to health. That I could ask you on a scale from 1 to 10. How you doing all those things? What is your level of consistency like? It's really about taking the last few months and all together combining those practice focuses really into one and understand that it all boils down to this. If you aren't getting more complete treatment plan yeses, what are you doing wrong? If you aren't getting more same-day case starts and acceptance, what are you doing wrong? Now, that's a tough way to say it. I could say, what could you do better? But at the end of the day, we have to take ownership and responsibility for the patient's outcome, meaning the result. You take responsibility for their clinical outcome. Well, you need to take responsibility for the outcome of their decision. Hey, let me ask you, what are you not taking control over throughout every aspect of your patient engagement? These are all incredibly important questions. Your entire practice focus time this month really ought to be about them. This would give us a review while at the same time raising the standard and the bar of your own expectations over how you bring your goals to life in the patient's mind and build up their deserve levels and values so that money becomes no issue. You follow me on this? So today, here's what I want to do. I'm going to give you a series of very serious questions to reflect on, and we're going to play a little game and see what we can do to hone in on some of the important nuances, the tiny details, the individual strategies that will help you reach a new level of excellence and influence with your patients. My goal here is to basically throw the ball over to you. I'll be quiet, and you can get to work. This month, you should do all the talking, and I'm challenging you to challenge yourselves and to be open-minded, to give great feedback, and really take a hard look at what you're doing, what you aren't doing, what you could be doing better, and, well, you get the idea. So, let's get to it. The first question. In what ways has your patient experience changed and improved over the years and most recently? Tell me how your patient experience has evolved. Talk about it with each other. Even if everyone's been there forever, you may have some people that are newer. It's important. Let's reflect on where we've come from and what you now aspire to. Same question. Where do you feel you might still be missing important steps, or perhaps more easily answered, where do you feel you may still have some inconsistencies? Don't just think about new patients, think about all patients. Now, that's question one. Second question. In what ways has your diagnostic and case-building strategy, protocol, process, experience changed and improved over the years and most recently? It could be the doctor's education, awareness, desire to do or not to do certain things, but just in general, the clinical experience, the clinical engagement, the case-building, the diagnostics. Hey, how has it changed and evolved and improved over time? Where is it at right now today in this moment? Same question. Where do you feel you might be missing steps, shortcutting the process, rushing the diagnosis of the presentation? Well, it's actually both, I should say, rushing the diagnosis or rushing the presentation. And once again, where are there inconsistencies? In comprehensive treatment planning, comprehensive patient discussions, comprehensive case presentation. Powerful question. Thousands of dollars a day are lost right there in that question. Pick a goal. 50%, double the practice, highest bonus, record months. It's all right there in that question. Okay, third question. And we're done. How are you doing right now, in this very moment, on your triangles of trust? What could you do to make them more meaningful, more substantial, listen to this, more helpful to the next team member who takes over from where you left off? I want you to take a hard look at your triangles. And then an open question to finish this off goes like this. What have you learned about communication and influencing your patients to value their health? Period. Broad question. And where could you personally stand to continue to improve, to focus on, to get better at? Individually. And how about as a team, as a whole? And then also specifically critique your doctor about communication, influence, verbiage, interaction over building value with the patients. Woo! Those are three giant questions, my friends. Three giant questions. I want you to take your time, technically six questions, but in three parts. Done right, it would probably take you all day, if not a couple days. But right now, we need to be quick in sharing, but not so fast in discussion. Take your time after each person gives their feedback from their perspective, and then open it up to the entire team and come up with some specific solutions, actions, priorities, focal points, and improvements for each of these critical pillars and principles of success that you live through, either accidentally or purposefully, every day with every patient. Now, please, have fun with this while also taking it very seriously. We're going to shift topics altogether next month, so let's make this one count. There's nothing more important when it comes to helping your patients and getting more yeses than these topics right here. And there's no one better than all of you working together to bring it to life and to make every day a magical day in the lives and minds and mouths of your patients.